If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 349. Who Stole My Golden Arm? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you got. Hey, the first of the year is coming up before we know it. Get you a 2016 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar to hang on your wall and show your Mayberry pride throughout the year. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. I want to thank Steve Hinckley for being our executive producer, episode number 349. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is great to be here in Mayberry with you guys again this evening. Now, as I'm recording this, we're heading into the Halloween season. Well, there was only one scary episode of the Andy Griffith Show, really, and that was the haunted house, the old Rimshaw place. And, so we're going to kind of talk about that tonight because you've probably heard the story of Who Stole My Golden Arm that Andy told. Well, I thought it would be interesting to find out a little bit more about that story, and then I'll tell you the one that... one of them. The story's been around a long time, so I'll tell you a famous version of it. So before we do that, I again want to thank all of our patrons and all the folks who are supporting the show. Couldn't do this show without you, and it's a lot of fun for me, and I'm glad that you guys enjoyed enough to donate too. So thank you very much for that. So let's find out a little bit about the golden arm. Now, the story, we've heard Andy tell it, "Who Stole My Golden Arm?" You know, scares Gomer and Barney. Well, that wasn't from the haunted house episode, but it's definitely a ghost story. So I thought I would talk about that. Well, the golden arm is a folktale, and it's a story that's been around in multiple cultures for years. It's mostly an oral tradition. People are telling the story, and it was most famously told by Mark Twain. Now, as Andy Griffith Show fan, I was surprised to know that. But you know who said that? Calvin Coolidge said it. No, it was Mark Twain, Floyd. Mark Twain told it. So Mark Twain was the one who made this story somewhat famous. Now, there are a lot of versions of this, and it goes back over 200 years, and it had been told orally much longer than that. So it's been documented, written down for at least 200 years. The story is basically that, corpse comes back to life from the dead to claim something that was stolen from them. And it's usually a body part or something like that. So the story changes depending on when you heard it or what the tradition was it was being told at. The folktale was created originally to teach listeners to be respectful of the dead. That's right, the folktale. Because the golden arm was passed down orally, the story changes to become a story about avarice and teaching the listeners not to be greedy as well. Yeah, so you guys, there's tons of variations. I should tell you that one of the things I really thought was interesting, it was Mark Twain. So Mark Twain, he went on reading tour with a man named George Washington Cable from 1884 to 1885. And during this tour, he would constantly feature his ghost stories, which he told the story of the golden arm. He would get a reaction from the audience that involved jumping in their seats and screaming in fear. In his book, How to Tell a Story and Other Essays, Mark Twain referenced the golden arm. And it's his written version of the golden arm as a Negro ghost story, which he learned from his uncle's slave named Uncle Dan. So some history. Didn't know this. He tells the reader to focus on the pauses, you know, when you tell him the story. So I don't want to get into that right now. You could read about this, though. If you go out onto Wikipedia, we're going to have a link in our show notes for you to read about this. Now, that's all the history and stuff of it. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit after the story. But I wanted to try to read this to you or tell you the story of the Golden Arm as Mark Twain told it. So let's get a little bit of creepy music going. Oh, there we go. So if you're not driving in your car, go ahead and sit still, close your eyes. Oh, I'm getting scared just listening. All right, so here we go. Once upon a time, there was a monstrous mean man that lived way out in the prairie, all alone by himself, except he had a wife. And by and by, she died. And he took and toted her way out in the prairie, and he buried her. Well, she had a golden arm, all solid gold, from the shoulder all the way down. And he was a powerful mean man. And that night after he buried her, he couldn't sleep because he wanted that golden arm so bad. Well, it became midnight and he couldn't stand it anymore. So he got up, he did, and he took his lantern and a shovel, went out through the storm and dug her up. And he got that golden arm. And he bent his head down against the wind that was blowing toward him. He plowed and he plowed and he plowed through the snow on that prairie. And all of a sudden, he stopped. He said, "Man, what was that?" And he listened. He listened. And the wind said, and way back yonder, where the grave was, he heard a voice. He heard a voice that was all mixed up with that wind. Couldn't hardly tell it apart. Who's got my golden arm? Who's got my golden arm? He began to shiver and shake. Oh, my land. Oh, my land. And then the wind, it blew the lantern out. And the snow and the sleet blew in his face. Almost choked him. He started plowing knee deep towards home. And he was feeling almost dead because he was so scared. And pretty soon he heard the voice again. And it was coming after him. Who's got my golden arm? Who's got my golden arm? When he got to the pasture, he heard it again, closer now, and a coming back from there in the dark of the storm. Who's got my golden arm? Who's got my golden arm? When he got to the house, he rushed upstairs and jumped in the bed and covered himself up. head and ears and everything. He laid there shivering and shaking. And then, way on out there, he heard it again. And there's a coming. And by, he heard on the stairs. It's coming. Heard it coming up the stairs. Then he heard a latch. Oh, and he knew that latch was in his room. Oh, and then pretty soon, he knew it was standing by the bed. Then he knew that it was bending down over it. And he could scarcely get his breath. Then he seemed to feel something cold. You know, coming right down, almost against his head. And a voice said right in his ear, "Who's got my golden arm?" Who's got my golden arm?
You've got it.
Oh, Lordy. You've got my golden arm. Well, folks, that is the story that you heard Andy Griffith tell. I don't know about you, but it was scary for me just telling it. I kind of got all the lights on in here in the room with me. Oh, now, if that didn't scare you a little bit, you wasn't listening very close. And, of course, try to erase that out of your memory by remembering Gomer and Barney, as they was laying right beside Andy with their eyes wide open in the middle of the night. They was all worried about the boys being all scared. But it turns out it was Gomer and Barney. Why does he keep saying Goober? Because Goober would have been scared, too. I can just see Goober, can't you? Was scared right there with them. So, folks, that is the story of the Golden Arm, and that was the way it was written, pretty much, and told by Mark Twain. So, as I said, the story is over 200 years old, written down. It was before that. It was around much longer as just an oral history of it. Because there's some of the stories where it was like, what hast thou done with my golden hair, for instance? There was a golden hair, golden arm, golden hand. There's several stories, several versions of the story. So I hope you enjoyed that. I know that was short and everything, but I hope you enjoyed the golden arm. So that's some of the stories about where it came from as well. So I didn't ever know that. I'd never heard about it. One of the stories tells that there was a traveling man who traveled all over the land in search of his wife, and he saw young and old, rich and poor, pretty and plain, but he was looking for a wife. And he couldn't meet one that he liked. And at last he found a woman who was young and fair and rich, who possessed a right arm of solid gold, and he married her at once. And thought no man was as fortunate as he was, and they lived happily ever after. But though he wished people to think otherwise, he was fonder of the golden arm than of all of his other wives, of all of his wife's other gifts. At last she died, and the husband put on the blackest of black and pulled along with a sad face at the funeral. But for all that, he got up in the middle of the night and dug up the body and cut off that golden arm, and he hurried home to hide his treasure. No one He thought nobody would know about it. And the following night, he put the golden arm under his pillow, and just as he was falling asleep, when the ghost of his dead wife glided into the room, stalking up beside it in the bed and threw open the curtain and looked at him reproachfully. Pretending not to be afraid, he spoke to the ghost and said, "Why hast thou done to thy cheeks so red, all withered and wasted away?" replied the ghost in a hollow tone. "What hast thou done with thy rosy red lips?" he asked. "All withered and wasted away." "What hast thou done with thy golden hair?" she replied, "all withered and wasted away." "What hast thou done with thy golden arm?" And then, "Thou hast it." Same kind of story. And that was from the oldest version I can see here, that was English Fairy Tales. It was written by Joseph Jacobs, the collection back then. So that's another version of the same story. So you have to decide which one you like the best. I kind of like Mark Twain's version, and I think Andy got most of his from that same story and just changed it enough to make it scary for the boys out there in the woods as they were there, and obviously for Gomer and Barney as well. All right, folks, that I think is about all I have for you tonight. I got a few just fun things I can tell you about. The Weaver's newsletter is out, so if you haven't done it, you know, you got Christmas is coming up. It's almost Halloween, and so it's time to start figuring out what you're going to buy all your friends. So head over to Weaver's, the Weaver's newsletter. It'll be hitting the streets later tonight, if not tomorrow. So you guys will see this, and so go check it out. There's all kinds of cool stuff in there. Great report on cast and crew, as you guys have heard here on the podcast before. And so there's a lot of stuff that's going to be in there, so go check it out. If you don't know about it, you can go over to facebook.com/Weavers, and you'll be able to find it right there, because that's where there'll be a link there. You can also head over to the Weavers Department Store website, and there's a link to the newsletter right there. All right, folks, that is all I'm going to give you tonight. Short episode, I realize. I hope you guys have a fun Halloween. You know, stay out of trouble. Don't do anything you shouldn't do. No eggs, no nothing like that. But have a good time. And I would love to hear from you guys. Hope I didn't scare you off with that golden arm story. But you can call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. However you'd like to hear from me, however you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. I'm all shook up about this golden arm thing. I'm going to be laying around like Gomer and Barney tonight, my eyes wide open. All right, folks, until next time, I hope you have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs No Way.